The local Ag Forum celebrates our most important industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is an exceptional year for our farmers, and we are the best farmers in the world.
There are a lot of good things going on in agriculture. There's a lot. It's become more of a global business now rather than just a local business.
Earlier this week, ag leaders gathered in Columbia, Tennessee at First Farmers and Merchants Bank to talk about and celebrate the many benefits that the agricultural industry brings to the state and specifically to southern Middle Tennessee. Tim Pettis is president of First Farmers Bank.
And this year the stars have lined up. We had a pretty fair growing season, some rain early and some rain when we needed it. So the yield is good this year, but the prices are probably as good or better than they've ever been. So it's a good year for agriculture. And with that, all these suppliers that live off of agriculture and offer farmers are having record years. 500,000 people in the state of Tennessee are employed directly or indirectly with agriculture.
Among the ag leaders attending the forum were Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Julius Johnson, University of Tennessee President, Dr. Joe DiPietro, and new Chancellor of the Institute of Agriculture at UT, Dr. Larry Arrington. There were also a number of ag business leaders and several farmers, including Murray County's Wynn Halliday.
It's a constant change. It's something that's good. Technology's changed. Prices have changed. You know, even though the prices, everybody says the farmer's being paid so much now, really we're getting about the same amount of money for the crop that we got 30, 40 years ago. You got a tractor that went from $2,000 to $120,000. It hadn't gone the same way. So we're in a process now of evolving through being more efficient, doing things more the right way.
And Wynn Halliday and many other of our state's farmers are doing it the right way and making a difference in protecting our land and water resources and helping grow our state's economy. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.